I can really freak out.
Well, hey there, family. You have got things tuned to DJ Cypher's Psychobilly Family Power Hour. I am DJ Cypher, and this is my semi-monthly rockabilly, psychobilly, gothabilly, and horror punk broadcast. Bring it to you live on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month here on Spirit of Resistance Radio. And then I make it available on my streaming platforms after that. If you are listening to the playback, thank you. If you would consider following me on your preferred platform, that would be great. And I invite you to join the Psychobilly Family Power Hour over on the Psychobilly Family Power Hour Facebook group. I have got a really fun show in store for you tonight. What we are going to do is focus for the next hour on the women of the rockabilly and psychobilly scene, who I think do not get as much attention as they deserve for their contributions to the genre. If you are listening live and have a request along those lines, you're welcome to send them my way using the chat box on Spirit of Resistance Radio, or you can just, you know, swing by and say hi. That's always nice, too. So let's get things going. Got a lot of stuff to try and get in tonight. So we're going to start with a band called Back Alley Barbers. This is off the album Psycho Sonatas. It's called Gravedigger's Love Song.
I go out walking late at night. This gold brick spray by my side. Always trying some on the beat. Eat a sherry all with me. This lonely green heart is my own. I thought I'd always be alone. Until one night I came to find a girl whose heart is black as mine. She's mad like begging in the sun.
And take you to the stars. We'll eat in fancy restaurants, drive in fancy cars. We've tried a lot, we made a buck, so lean back, have some fun.
Oh yes, my love, but first just this last one.
We stood on this cliff on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me with all your. The bottom is a long way down.
Another one going underground.
Why can't we cut the ropes and let a poor fool go?
Don't you go getting weak on me, not when I need you so.
We stood on this cliff on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me.
Thank you.
Lots of tremolo on that one. That's Wanda Jackson's version of Shaking All Over off of The Party Ain't Over. You're listening to DJ Cypher Psychobilly Family Power Hour, and we're focusing tonight on the women of rockabilly and psychobilly. Before Wanda Jackson was the Suffragettes, a band that has done quite a few gigs with the Reverend Horton Heat recently. So it's an all-woman surf rock act. El Condor Pasa was the name of the track, and that's also the title of the EP. I did Ariel Dombasla with the Hillbilly Moon Explosion prior to that. We might have a little Hillbilly Moon Explosion on their own later. My Love Forevermore off the album French Kiss. I did the Rhythm Shakers with Voodoo, and we started off the show with the Back Alley Barbers, Gravedigger's Love Song off of Psycho Sonata. I got a lot of good stuff coming up for you tonight, including Mad Marge and the Stonecutters' Kitty in a Casket. We're definitely going to have some Cramps in there, although they are perhaps best known for Lux Interior on vocals. We cannot neglect the role that Poison Ivy played as the guitarist for that much storied psychobilly band. So all that's coming up. And what I've got for you right now is one of the best, I think, bands in the psychobilly genre. It's a shame they're not still putting out material. This is The Creep Show off their album Sell Your Soul. This is Cherry Hill.
There's a house beyond the trees. The air is cold and it's seeping with misery. I'm all alone, no one knows me. And it seems I'm going
I'm running for my life. This is but I just can't sleep, 'cause you're voodoo working. Yes, you're voodoo working. Round and round, same old thing. Heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. And I can't get no.
The name of that band is Kitty in a Casket with Creepsville, spelled with a K, 666, off their album Bittersweet. Before that, the sultry voice of Imelda May, It's Your Voodoo Working, is the song off the album Love Tattoo. I did Horror Pops with the song Ghouls off their album Hell Yeah with an exclamation point. Did She-Wolf Dana Kane and the Mighty Incisors. And Dana Kane is also the singer for the band The Young Werewolves, but this is her solo venture. She-Wolf Dana Kane and the Mighty Incisors with Bump in the Night. Started that block with The Creep Show, Cherry Hill, off their album Sell Your Soul. You're listening to the Psychobilly Family Power Hour here on Spirit of Resistance Radio. And I invite you to join the family if you're inclined. I've got a Facebook group. It is imaginatively titled Psychobilly Family Power Hour. So it's facebook.com/groups/PsychobillyFamilyPowerHour, and you're welcome to come on over there and hang out with us for a little while if you like. If you're listening to the playback, if you would consider following me on your preferred platform, that would be great. Reposts of the show are always welcome. And I've got, this is going to be show 30, I think, of the Psychobilly Family Power Hour. And you'll find this one as well as the other 29 up on my Mixcloud page, where I've also got about 300 of my Dark Nation radio show, which I do every Sunday night. And it's mixcloud.com/CypherActive, CYPHER, CypherActive. So as I mentioned earlier, we're going to work in some cramps now. Which might not on the face of it sound like it fits with the theme tonight, the women of rockabilly and psychobilly, except for the fact that their guitarist, Poison Ivy, was as important to the band as the vocalist Lux Interior. I heard a really interesting interview with Lux and Ivy. There had been some criticism of the video for their song Bikini Girls with Machine Guns, in which Ivy is dressed kind of, you know, scantily and is dancing, and it was called sexist. And Ivy's response to that was that, no, that was her decision. She enjoys doing it. It was an expression of her sexuality. And what was sexist is talking about the fact that giving Lux all the attention for being the vocalist as if he was the main force behind the cramps, when in fact she was the guitarist and should have received as much attention as he did. So we're not going to neglect Poison Ivy's role in the cramps tonight. So this is the cramps with Goddamn Rock and Roll off the album Stay Sick.
I dig that goddamn rock and roll, the kind of stuff that don't save souls. Bucket Jack had to hold. So Abby dug himself some Alice hole. Humpty dumped it till it done explode. They did that goddamn rock and roll. Yeah, they did that goddamn rock and roll. That kind of stuff that don't save souls. Ain't nothing good about it that I know. I dig that goddamn rock and roll. Now King Tut
up. can hear any sound, but I feel in my bones so many souls will spin me around. Well, I don't turn away cause I know them by name. Each of them held my hand until the very end. Yeah, we'll follow side by side every day, every night. Why should I let you forget you and me?
Yeah. something that I see from time to time. These chicks, they don't want to go out and find their own man. They want your man, you know, at any cost. And they won't take a look or a hint or a blow off. And then they'll look you right in the eyes like they dare you to do something about it. Oh dear, cause then it gets personal. Cause I am a lady through and through, but don't make me unravel the stiletto out of my hair. But if I see you here again, pretending your friend, run as fast as you can, or I'll take you to the living hell of my hand. Stay away.
That is Kim Lenz, L-E-N-Z, and the Jaguars with Touch Me off the album It's All True! Exclamation point. Before that was the band Devil Doll with The Curse off The Return of Eve. I did the Hungarian act The Hell Freaks with Godless Girls Fun, title track off of that EP. I did Carolina and her Rhythm Rockets, Hole in My Heart. Quite fond of Carolina and her Rhythm Rockets. The album's called By My Side, and we started with some Cramps, Poison Ivy on guitar, Goddamn Rock and Roll off the album Stay Sick. You're listening to DJ Cypher Psychobilly Family Power Hour, second and fourth Tuesday of each month. I'm with you live at 9 p.m. Eastern U.S. time on Spirit of Resistance Radio. I'm going to do one more block of music for you as part of the show, which is focused around the women of rockabilly and psychobilly. So we are going to continue now with a band, which I believe are from Texas, called Danger Cakes. This is off their album Dessert First, and it's called My Boyfriend is a Zombie.
My most wonderful guy in the whole wide world, and I'm the luckiest girl in the whole wide world. Aww. We met at a malt shop, and I knew it was love at first sight, but something happened last night.
Saw my boyfriend on the street.
too cool. I got to jump, I got to jack. Message, I'm alive.
Thank you.
right, family, thank you very much for tuning in to DJ Cypher's Psychobilly Family Power Hour this evening with a focus on the women of rockabilly and psychobilly. I ended with the band The Wolf Gangs with Voodoo Dance off of Shout With the Devil. I did the Hillbilly Moon Explosion. I played them at the start of the show together with Ariel Dombasla. But I decided to play them on their own, both because I really love Emanuela Hutter's voice and because they have a brand new album that just came out called Back in Time, and I played the song Sudden Ring, which is beautiful. So look for Back in Time from the Hillbilly Moon Explosion. Before that, a classic of the genre, Janis Martin's Wild One, parentheses Real Wild Child, off of the Blanco Sessions. I played the band As Diabats. So it's A-S, and then there's a space, D-I-A-B-A-T-Z, Full Tilt Boogie off of Nightmares in Red. And we started that block off with Danger Cakes, My Boyfriend is a Zombie, off of Dessert First. Hey, if you like what you hear on the Psychobilly Family Power Hour, I encourage you to follow up and check out these bands on their Bandcamp pages or their iTunes pages or wherever you purchase your music from. So you, particularly the working bands, you know, help them continue to pay for the things they need to pay for by buying a track or an album or some merchandise. I invite you to join the Psychobilly Family Power Hour Facebook group. Consider following me on your preferred streaming platform. And last but not least, reposts of the show so other people can find out about it are always welcome. If you have questions about the show or material you would like me to consider for airplay, you can email me. The email address is the name of my other show, so it's darknationradio@gmail.com. So you can email there and I'll get back to you. And I will be back again, let's see, the second Tuesday in March is Tuesday the 12th of March. So that'll be the next live Psychobilly Family Power Hour. In the meantime, I've got lots of recorded shows up, mixcloud.com/cypheractive. And you can stream and download at hearthis.at/cypheractive. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you will tune me in again sometime soon. Bye-bye.